For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The Who's My Generation became an anthem for baby boomers, but as they retire, their children, the millennials, are moving into the workforce. According to USC sociologist Rob Ployhart, millennials differ in the workplace from their predecessors.
They've grown up with technology. They expect it. How a company's tech resonates with them says a lot about how they view the company. And if you're not forward-looking with your technology, for example, if you're a firm that takes a really strict, aggressive stance on, say, employee social media usage, that's going to probably turn off a large number of millennials right on the front end.
Considering how companies may need to manage millennials differently than past generations, fellow sociologist Dr. Caroline Hartnett said values are a motivating factor for millennials.
Millennials are certainly motivated by working for an organization whose values align with their own, where they feel like they are working for a good cause. And I think another thing that motivates millennials is the sense that they're trusted with big responsibilities.
According to the financial data website Smart Asset, Columbia is the nation's second most popular moving destination for millennials. Trying to explain this phenomenon, Hartnett said it may be the large number of colleges in Columbia.
Or it could be an influx of millennials on the older end, in which case millennials are drawn to Columbia because it is a pretty affordable place to live, it's a good place to raise kids, and a lot of millennials have been kind of squeezed out of housing markets in bigger and more expensive cities, so it could be that Columbia is an especially appealing place for that reason.
Moving millennials isn't just in the locations of cities, Ployhart said. There's a perceived lack of loyalty to their employers, though that might not be an entrenched trait.
I think millennials growing up in this environment just more or less take it for granted that they're going to need to be mobile. Doesn't mean they might not prefer to stay with an employer, but I think they don't view it as loyalty that's been lost. This is just the workplace that they're in.
Millennials also bring good qualities to the workplace, Ployhart said, but they sometimes just see things differently.
It's a fresh perspective. I'll come back to technology again. It's part of their worldview. They would find it more harmful to lose their phone than to lose their driver's license. That's one of the big ones that they bring is a very different view about what technology communication means. You could be in a meeting and you'll have a group of people that are in there texting while you're in this meeting. I've shifted my tone on it from a sign of it's disrespectful to they don't even see it as different.
And then another factor is I think that they are in a good position to push back on some of the ways that workplaces have been unwelcoming to women or people of color in the past.
Hartnett added another quality the new generation brings to the table.
Every generation has sort of moved the ball forward somewhat, and I think millennials are continuing that tradition.
Along with social advances and other values, smart employers also will need to adopt flexible schedules, become task-oriented rather than timesheet-oriented, and give young employees meaningful projects, Hartnett said. At the same time, millennials will have to make some concessions as well.
I think millennials will have to accept the fact that they're probably not going to have the perfect job, the right location at the right salary, with the right level of responsibility and the right flexibility and the perfect level of meaningfulness. And right now, the perfect job feels like it's possible, but most of us will not have the perfect job. So that's something that I think millennials will have to get used to.
Ployhart said this shows that companies can manage millennials by realizing that they are different, but not that much. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.